Hare Krishna. Today I'd just like to remember a little about Jamuna Devi, whose departure ceremony was observed over the last 2 days. Yesterday was her Samadhi ceremony at the Goshala in Vrindavan, and today her ashes were placed into Jamuna at Keshigat. I had just spoken briefly on my way to the hospital again for the second time to Radhanath Maharaj, who I believe was carrying her ashes to Vrindavan. And I asked Brajasevaki, Devi Dasi, who's there, to just write me a paragraph of her experience. And this is what she wrote. Yesterday after class, Vishakha Devi, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, welcomed everyone to the ceremonies for Jamuna Devi and described Jamuna in a way that sums it up for all who knew her. Vishakha said that the first time she saw Jamuna, she was listening to Prabhupada speak. Prabhupada's words were like rivers, Vishakha said, and Jamuna's heart was an ocean. The words flowed into that ocean, and unlike any ordinary ocean that never overflows, this ocean did, and poured from her eyes. Everyone who has shared their memories of and love for Jamuna had said the same thing. She was, in short, love personified. To be with her was like being with love. To touch her was to touch love. To hear her was to hear love. She left a legacy of love for Prabhupada, for the holy name, for each other. And when we are together, when we are chanting, Jamuna is simply there without a doubt. I wanted to be able to remember Jamuna Devi today and be able to share that remembrance with those devotees who may not have been aware that it was her departure ceremony. And this morning, Kavichandra Maharaj sent the following also, which sort of indicated what Jamuna Devi's last thoughts or wishes were if she had time, what other service she would have liked to have done in ISKCON. And these are from memories from Giriraj Swami. But she said, "No, I've thought about it, and there's nothing really that I have to stay to do. If there is anything, if I'm given more time, it is to try to help the women in the movement." And she added, "I don't think that you as a sannyasi can understand what the women in the movement experience. But if Krishna does give me some more time, I would like to do something for the women, to support the women, to give a strong voice to the women. I could say more. I've already given my own experiences at the time following her departure. But whether devotees had personal experience with Jamuna Devi or not, everyone certainly has her association. For according to Srila Prabhupada's order, when the curtains open in our temples in ISKCON worldwide, and we greet their lordships, then it's always with Jamuna Devi singing Govinda. And in that way, through sound vibration, everyone is in touch with her, and that way they can also feel her presence and know her. That's all for today. Hare Krishna and Jamuna Devi Dasi Ki Jai.